Turkey's presidential contenders are making their final pitches ahead of Sunday's runoff election. Voters will choose between President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan is hoping to extend his 20 years in power. He's backed by Sinan Oğan, who finished third in the first round. Kılıçdaroğlu has the support of the small far-right Victory Party. The opposition leader is promising to increase security and deport Syrian refugees. Hashim Arabara has more on the challenges Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu faces in the runoff against President Erdogan.
He has asked people to vote for him, promising that he's going to bring more freedoms, more democracy into Turkey, and a promise to fix the economy. Now, the first round came as a massive setback for him. So he is trailing Recep Tayyip Erdogan with somehow like 2.2 million votes, and he saw a spectacular rise of the ultra-nationalists. If he's going to tout the ultra-nationalists, he's going to lose the votes of the Kurds and vice versa. This explains why he has embraced a tough anti-immigration tone over the last few days. Now, just simple math here. If he wants to win, he has to have all the votes of Sinan Oğan. Sinan Oğan, just to remind our viewers, was the third contender in the first round, and he got 5.2% of the votes, something like 2.5 million votes. It's going to be extremely difficult for Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. And he has been, over the last few days, accusing the government of blocking his text messages to his followers, to his supporters. And he said that the government watchdog is doing this on recommendations from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to deny him a chance to explain his vision for the future of Turkey. Now, to sum it up, if you look at the latest figures, if you look at the situation on the ground, Recep Tayyip Erdogan remains confident that he's going to be re-elected. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu thinks his supporters do understand that this is going to be an extremely delicate task ahead.